One of Australia's most notorious convicted drug traffickers, Tony Mockbell, is in a critical condition in hospital in Melbourne tonight after being stabbed during an incident at Barwon Jail. Victoria Police believe Mockbell was stabbed three times in the recreation ground of the high-security prison near Geelong, maximum security actually. To our reporter in Melbourne, Sam Donovan. Sam, it's a maximum security prison. Do we know how this happened?
No, not a lot's been confirmed as yet, Linda. We are getting word, though, that Tony Mockbell is now in a critical condition in hospital in Melbourne. He was apparently stabbed in the exercise yard at Barwon Prison. And this, of course, is the jail where his one-time rival, Carl Williams, was bludgeoned to death back in 2010. So we know emergency services were called to the jail just before 4 o'clock this afternoon. He was worked on by paramedics before being put into an air ambulance and flown to Melbourne for treatment. There are aerial photos being published of what certainly looks to be Tony Mockbell being treated in the prison yard. Linda, Andrew Rule is the co-author of the Underbelly books and the associate editor of Melbourne's Herald Sun newspaper. And a short time ago, I asked him what he thinks is behind the stabbing.
One can speculate that publicity in the last 24 hours about Tony Mockbell, suggesting that he more or less runs the jail and is in control of people who can run the jail, might have sparked an angry reaction among someone. And this may not be indicative of some massive convulsion, power play. It could be just one young crook doesn't like some other young crook looking at him the wrong way, and one's one of Mockbell's boys and one isn't. It could be just that internal stuff that's always on the point of erupting when you've got a lot of dangerous testosterone-fueled men locked up together.
What's your newspaper been reporting about the role Tony Mockbell plays at the prison?
The story came from a legitimate source, and that is a young prisoner in a plea hearing saying that he had been very frightened of certain elements in the jail and was scared that he was going to be, injured or killed or something. And that's why he wanted to move to some other jail or whatever. But he had been, he claimed he had been rescued or saved by Mockbell's intervention. And Mockbell had said, leave the kid alone or whatever.
Another man's been stabbed as well, a man we understand in his 30s, also taken to hospital in a serious condition. Who could that be?
This is totally speculative and I have no idea, and he could be the village idiot, but you'd wonder whether he is a younger alleged bodyguard figure, because of a lot of these guys in jail, if they've got any influence or money, they tend to sort of mob up with people in jail to protect them and protect each other, and that probably that's what that is. He'll be one of the allies of Mockbell and had to be probably had to get him to get at Mockbell.
Tony Mockbell's also been in the news recently because of the so-called Lawyer X scandal.
Yep.
He was planning to appeal, or is planning to appeal, his 30-year sentence because he was represented by the barrister who we also now know was a police informant. Could this stabbing be connected to that, do you think?
I doubt it's directly connected. I think it's conceivable that two stories about Mockbell in recent times would make him more of a prominent figure in jail, and therefore make him, in a way, more vulnerable, because there's always some cachet to a young, on-the-make lunatic to stand over man, to want to knock over the big guy, because you become king of the kids or king of the castle or something. So uneasy lies the head that wears the crown in jail.
The associate editor of the Herald Sun, Andrew Rule, speaking with our reporter in Melbourne, Samantha Donovan.